This is the Sheep Guarding Llama podcast for Sunday, October 23rd, 2005. This is Scott Allen Miller. I am your host, and welcome to the 8th episode of the SGL podcast. It's great to have everybody back, and it's great to be able to announce that for the last 2 days on Podomatic.com, where we are hosted currently, we have been ranked. Yesterday we were ranked in the 80th. In the 80s of the top podcasts of the day, and today we made it into the 60s. So that's absolutely awesome. Thank you so much to everyone out there who's been downloading the podcast and checking out the site. And I'm very excited. I had no idea that we were going to be in those kind of numbers so quickly, at least if ever, and to already be at the top of the charts for that for Podomatic. That's really incredible. Even more incredible, special congratulations going out to Bob Christman, the host of The Jedi Council Speaks, who is also hosted on Podomatic and actually turned me on to the Podomatic service. He is much newer to podcasting than we are here at SGL, but he's actually only done a single episode so far, but he did a fully produced half-hour episode. He's actually added music where we have not, and he has actually done quite a few days on the top charts and is currently holding at, I believe, 61 on the all-time most popular podcast on Podomatic. So that's a big congratulations out to Bob Christman, who promises me that there is actually a audio comment coming from him that will be on the show maybe early on this week. So that's very exciting. And if you listen to his show that is coming up, I believe it's going to be his winter episode. He is only recording every 2 months, so look for it probably in late November, early December. But you might be hearing me on his show as well. So that's great. Now, speaking of people doing audio comments, I mentioned before that we would love to get them here at SGL Podcast, and I wanted to give you some information about how you can do that. We have three real simple ways that you can take part and be a part of the show verbally. One is to create your own MP3s, which is very easy, as I've said. Get Audacity, awesome open source software. It's free. Download that, record it, put it into MP3 format, 32 kilobits per second if you want to match us and help out as much as you can, and just email it to sheepguardinglama@podomatic.com. It's that simple. Go right to us, and it'll be really easy for us to work with that way. If you want to make a comment and you're on the road, we do have a telephone line now specifically for the podcast, so you can dial. It's area code 206-984-4582. Again, that's area code 206-984-4582, and you can just call in and do comments, and that will come through directly to the show here. So that's really easy. And if neither of those works out for you, then you also have the ability, if you only have web and microphone access, you can hop onto the Podomatic website and go to our actual page, sheepguardinglama.podomatic.com, and there's a link on there that you can click, and you can record directly to the web page, and obviously we'll get that as well. So it's three easy ways, and there's no excuse. Everyone can get out there, even if you don't have a microphone on your computer. If you don't have Audacity, if you don't have any tools whatsoever, you can still pick up a phone and call the SGL hotline and leave a message directly there. So lots of options. I definitely want to hear from people. Before I really get started with the actual show today, there's a poem that I would like to read to everybody. And this is a poem written anonymously by Douglas Brown, and the title is "My Love is Like a Red Inflatable Dartboard." And this is a tough one to read, but I'm going to let you all hear this. And he does want to comment that this is a poem that is not written by Robert Burns, the famous Scottish bard. And for all of you Robert Burns fans out there, you'll be glad to know that this was not one of his. "My love is like a red inflatable dartboard. I tried and tried to make it work, to write one just like Rabby. The more I tried, the worse it got, until I got quite crabby. I was inspired, it went like this, it really started fine. We iridescent sunlit petal, in translucent, shimmering red, glistening hues of many colors. That was enough. I went to bed. I tried again another day. It started off much better. We vacillating, bouncing blossoms, near vibrant, windswept, and thorny. Your beauty never fails you. My God, it's getting corny. To try again might be a virtue. It didn't get much worse. We luminous, flowery petal, idyllic repose through wind and rain, in shimmering, reflective metal. I give up, but lo, yea, still the same. So that's our attempt to be a little bit closer to National Public Radio and to have a little literary segment, so I hope everybody enjoyed that. And be sure to let me know what you think, if you want more of that or not, or if that's the kind of thing that you're tuning in for, because Sugarcoating Llama is weird. It's a little bit about me, a little bit about you, and a little bit about nothing in particular. And alright, it's been a few days since the last podcast. I've been out of town, as many of you know, in Ohio. Went out on Friday, first thing in the morning. Actually, my entire New York family went out, which there's seven of us now left. My father and I and my wife, Dominica, and my aunt and uncle and their kids, the Richardsons, all went out. Two cars, obviously. That would have been a very packed car. All drove out to Ohio, and we stayed in North Canton. Dominica's job came through and got us a very inexpensive hotel rooms at the Comfort Inn, which was wonderful. It's the big benefit of working for a hotel is staying at hotels is incredibly cheap, and it makes it really worthwhile. And on top of being incredibly worthwhile financially, there's a special promotion going on right now with the Comfort Inn. And they, if you stay two nights, you get a free night if you're a Choice Privileges member. So this is a little plug for people who are staying at hotels. Look into the Choice Privileges from Choice Hotels, which is Comfort Quality, Clarion, Comfort Suites, Mainstay. There's a few others. Those are the big ones. And obviously Dominica works at a Quality, but those are the hotels that I stayed at long before she was working at them, and I've always been very happy with them, and their Choice Privileges program is pretty decent, and they're pretty easy to work with, and they're all over the place. So we had a good hotel experience. Actually, we really liked the hotel that we were in. It was really targeted towards business travelers, and they actually had a very large workspace, a large corner desk that was really awesome, with really nice task lighting up on the walls, and a really good spot for the laptop to go, and it was just a really nice setup, something I would really appreciate when I'm on actual business travel, which I wasn't this time, but unfortunately. It was definitely a very, very pleasant setup, a place that you could definitely work out of for several days and be happy with. We arrived in Ohio. We left pretty early in the morning, and it actually took 6 hours and 45 minutes to get out to Canton, which seemed a bit long. There was a lunch break in there, but it was not an incredibly long lunch break. So we felt that we could beat that number later. But 6 hours seemed an awful lot of drive time. We got out, we checked into the hotel, and we went our separate ways. My dad, Dominica, and I went out to Red Lobster. And this is actually only Dominica's third trip ever to Red Lobster. She's never been to Red Lobster when I wasn't with her. So she enjoyed that. And we actually got the all-you-can-eat shrimp, which was it's a pretty good deal. It's a lot of shrimp. So if you're out there, maybe check that out. The funny thing is that this Red Lobster, this is in North Canton. My family in Ohio is not from North Canton. They're from Louisville in East Canton, which is some ways away. The whole Canton area has really become kind of a suburban metroplex. It's a sprawl that goes on almost indefinitely. It's a tremendous number of people living in the area. It's nothing like I remember from my childhood. When I was a kid, we used to go out to Ohio, and Lake Louisville would be a small village of maybe 4,000 or 5,000, surrounded by farmland. It had a McDonald's. It had about 10 shops on its main street. It would remind you a lot of the size of maybe Perry here in New York. Definitely smaller than Geneseo, far smaller than Geneseo, maybe Dansville size. And now going out to Louisville, you can't tell that you're not in a city. It's city as far as the eye can see in every direction. There's no big urban center. It's just suburban sprawl, completely even, that goes on forever, all of Northeast Ohio, from Cleveland down to Canton and all the surrounding areas. There's just no drop-off in population. And so it's really weird for me, having grown up with this being a very rural area, and now it's an incredibly suburban area, so much more built up than New York. It's definitely weird. But anyway, we were in Belden Village, which is in North Canton, a big shopping area, and we were at the Red Lobster. And it turns out that my cousin's ex-boyfriend actually recognized me in the Red Lobster, and had called down to see if I was in town. This is someone that I've only met once, and in New York. I could not believe that he, and several years ago, I should say, about 3 or 4 years ago is the last time we met, and it was in Ithaca. So for him to pick me out of a crowd at Red Lobster in Belden Village in North Canton, Ohio, had to be so completely out of context, I cannot believe he was able to figure out who I was. But this is actually the second time that I've had someone recognize me in North Canton. Several years ago, 10 perhaps, I was traveling with Roberts Wesleyan College Wind Ensemble, and we were in, which coincidentally, Bob Christman, who does The Jedi Council Speaks, was also on that trip with me. We were performing, I believe, in Columbus, and we were traveling through the Canton area. I don't think we were actually performing anywhere nearby. And we had to stop in Canton for a little while to get food, and I was in Belden Village, and I was in a bookstore. And my aunt actually came up behind me in the bookstore and pointed me out and was incredibly surprised to see me many, many hours from where I lived. And I was surprised, as I was not that close to where any of my family lived in Ohio. So it's I seem to have this thing about the Belden Village area of running into people. So that was my exciting story for the weekend. I hope everybody enjoyed that. After dinner, we managed to go down and visit with my Ohio family for the evening, which was great. I get to see them very seldom, which is very unfortunate. It's tough being so far from so much of your family. Saturday, of course, the reason we were actually out in Ohio was my grandmother's funeral. We had a funeral service here in New York last week, but the actual interment was there in Louisville, and it was a very nice funeral service there at the cemetery. It was outdoor, and it was actually in the rain. It started raining Saturday morning and rained all day, but it was actually a very nice rain. It was kind of a heavy drizzle almost. It was a little bit chilly, but not too cold that we couldn't take it, and we needed umbrellas very little of the time, but I think it was very appropriate for the service that we had, and so it was actually quite nice. And after the funeral, the entire family, is about 40 people that were there, all went to dinner together at a place called the Firehouse, and we had a really nice dinner and a really nice chance to catch up with all the family. So that was really great. It was really nice, and there was a number of people that Dominica had not met yet or had only seen once or twice, and so it just worked out really well. And after that, we managed to go see my Uncle Bill, who was my grandmother's only full brother and the oldest of all the siblings that is left alive. He's my great uncle. I have not seen him in a couple years, and again, someone that Dominica has not managed to meet, even though we did go out to Ohio a year ago with the intent of going to visit him. But he's been very sick. He's in a nursing home now, and we actually managed to have about a 2-hour visit with him, which was very, very nice. And he was in very good shape and knew who everyone was and recognized us when we walked in, which we were not expecting at all. And he was awake the entire time and really didn't give any signs of being too ill. And so it was a very nice chance to visit with him that we definitely were not planning on being able to have. So that was great. And then after that, we went back and visited with my family in Ohio some more at my grandparents' home, and spent the evening there. Then got back and had to get to bed early because today, being Sunday, Dominica had to work quite early. 3 o'clock, as she does, her 16-hour shift, which gives me my best chance to do the podcast. So that's why you always hear this on Sunday, with the rest of the week being rather sporadic. So we had to leave early in the morning to make sure we could be back in time for her to get ready for work. Jeremy decided to ride back with us. My father decided to stay in Ohio as long as he could, which only ended up being a few more hours. But we left just after 7 o'clock this morning and actually made the trip in 4 hours, not driving any faster than everyone did going out to Ohio, just taking better routes and not stopping as often, managed to reduce the trip to just a few minutes over 4 hours. So that was... that was much nicer coming back, and when we do things like that, we begin to think that we really should go to Ohio a lot more often to visit with everybody, because it really isn't that far to go. But we got back just around noon, and went down to Art and Danielle's, and picked up Oreo, who was very, very happy to see us, and we were very happy to see him. He was he's been doing pretty well this weekend, being watched by the Ralstons, and he's been playing with Obi, who's their dog, who's only about 11 months old, and Oreo being 6 years old, and about a quarter the size of Obi, was a little bit overwhelmed, and definitely worn out after the weekend, and looking forward to being the only dog in the house again. He's a very center of attention kind of dog, always has to be directly beside you, always has to be involved in what's ever going on, and if there's other pets involved, they need to be in the background, not foreground getting the attention, because that's his place. So I did manage to... moving on from topics, Dominica did go to work, and that was all fine. We got back in plenty of time. She actually managed to take a nap before she had to go to work, so we did really well. Managed to order some additional British television today. We've been kicking around the idea of picking up some more recently, and definitely the only way to do it is get it on Amazon. There are no stores here in the Rochester area that sell BBC programs for any kind of competitive price, and so getting it online is about our only option, unfortunately. But went on Amazon, I picked up, we finally now have the final two seasons of As Time Goes By, which is absolutely my favorite television show ever. It ran for 9 very short seasons, unfortunately. The first couple were of somewhat reasonable length, but the later seasons got very, very short, about 67 half-hour episodes, so they were barely putting a season together at all. But the show is absolutely phenomenal. If anyone wants to try it out, I totally suggest it. It's wonderful. It's a great blend of it's dry humor, but it's not a sitcom. It's a serial. It's a wonderful blend of drama and comedy together, so that you're able to enjoy the show as humorous and uplifting, and yet you become very emotionally attached to the characters, and you're able to be drawn into the story and really a part of it. And it's just a great combination. I do wish that they had done hour-long episodes instead of half-hour episodes. I think they do kind of rush a little bit because of that. But there's a lot of extra material that they were able to tackle because of that as well, I think. So it's a great show. Went on for 9 seasons and one wrap-up episode that they did after the 9th season. Has some pretty major stars. Jeffrey Palmer, who did quite a few television shows in England over the years, and of course Dame Judi Dench, who everyone should know, having done many, many movies and television shows over the years, and the two of them together, of course, work in the James Bond movies, Ian Fleming's 007 series. For the last several years, they've been together because of As Time Goes By, so... definitely a great show. I think it's a show that really crosses a lot of barriers that a lot of different people can enjoy, and it's not so pigeonholed as many other shows have been. It doesn't fit in any particular category, so you get a pretty good audience that's able to find a lot of pleasure out of that show. We also recently got, we have on its way, the show Grace and Favor, which is the wrap-up to Are You Being Served, which ran for many years. It was a sitcom in England, and a lot of people know it because definitely out here in Western New York, every public broadcasting station played or probably continues to play Are You Being Served on a regular basis. It ran for many years and did many more episodes than most British shows. And it's a actual sitcom. It's not serial, so you're able to just sit down and watch it. So it's really popular with American stations to show it. But Grace and Favor went back several years after the show and brought almost all the characters back and was able to produce, unfortunately, only a single season, but an entire season that really kind of gave you closure to a show that, even though it was a sitcom, it did run for so long and the characters didn't change that you really did become attached to the characters and you did watch them age and you really... kind of wanted to know what happened to them after the show very abruptly ended around 1983 or 1984. And Grace and Favor goes back and really does a good job of wrapping that up and taking them from this job that they had for many years and into retirement, and shows them continuing lives that interact with each other, but takes the show to a new level and really adds a lot of emotional interaction between the characters and kind of develops them quite a bit. As even though they were quite a bit older characters, it was it's just a really nice show, and I find it to be a little bit more of a happy ending type show than the original was, which is a big deal to me. I very much like shows that leave you feeling warm and fuzzy afterwards that you're glad you watched. I'm definitely a big proponent of television or media that you're involved with should make you happy when you're done with it. Life is short, and we shouldn't spend extra time voluntarily being unhappy. And so when I watch television or when I watch movies, that's very big factor for me. I do enjoy dramas. I enjoy a lot of foreign dramas as well. A lot of people that have seen my movie collection know that I'm very much into the eclectic drama scene. And I feel that a lot of those are very important because they deliver an important message. We learn from them. We become attached to them. It's an expression. But definitely the bulk of the time that I'm sitting watching or listening to any program, I really like it to be something that makes me feel good, that when I'm done, I feel better about life. And this is one of those shows that does this. And as time goes by, of course, does very much as well. So that was my little plug for those British shows. We're also getting a show called Butterflies, which stars Jeffrey Palmer, who was also the star of As Time Goes By. This is not a show I'm familiar with. It's from 1978, and so we're going to give it a try. And actually, we will find out whether or not Dominica is listening to the podcast, because she doesn't know that these shows are coming. And SGL in print on the website and the podcast have kind of announced them. So all of you know long before she is likely to. Of course, she's very busy as she's looking at switching to Empire State College to go back for a second degree. Potentially in as little as 3 weeks. So that's keeping her somewhat busy as she's researching her programs and trying to make some decisions about what she's going to do with her classwork. And in just 7 days, 1 week from this Monday, she and I are going to be traveling to Florida, of course, which I've mentioned. And I do have her commitment that she and I are going to be doing the podcast from the hotel in Florida. Which hopefully we will have internet access, hopefully we will have a microphone, hopefully the laptop will not break, and hopefully we will have time to put it all together. There's a lot of factors that have to come together to be able to make the show really happen, but I'm confident that we're going to be able to put that together, and that you're going to have a very interesting podcast from Florida. You can hear about our vacation. I think it'll be a lot more lively than the show is now. I think everybody will really like that. I'm going to wrap up for today. It's been about 25 minutes, and it's a pretty good length. I know the end of last week we went a bit longer, and I think we may have pushed the envelope a little bit for how long I can talk before I become so incredibly boring that no one can handle it. But thanks again to everyone who's been listening. This has been really great. I'm really excited that the podcast is taking off, and I think it will be getting a lot more exciting once we start getting feedback and people start joining in and actually becoming part of the show. I'm very excited about that, and I look forward to getting feedback from everybody this week. So this is Scott signing off on October 23rd, on Sunday night, and I wish everybody a wonderful week.